the eclipse theme this morning. You're listening to the Pensacola Expert Panel here on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. I'm your host, Jake Walker. Thank you so much for joining me this morning. My guests, I have Robbie Schrock and AJ Powell. Robbie is the director of administration for the Santa Rosa Island Authority. Also, are you still the Blue Angels liaison for the annual Pensacola Beach Show? Oh, well, let me turn your mic on. That might help if he can hear you. All right. Yeah, so you're still doing that as well. And AJ Powell is the events coordinator for the Santa Rosa Island Authority. Thank you. Welcome. Thank you for being on the show this morning. How y'all doing?
Doing great. Thank you for having us.
Yeah, good morning. This is a perfect way to kick off the week.
Yes, definitely. And what a monumental moment it is, this eclipse coming through. I didn't get really excited about it, but man, people really are... there's just really a hubbub about this. So
that's right. I had to fill out a permission slip to go outside, use the special sunglasses. My husband loaded down my purse with glasses to share with my team at the office. So we are ready.
Awesome. Awesome. Well, what's going on Pensacola Beach? I mean, there's usually never anything happening on our beach, right?
Oh, no. Not especially if there's sunshine. Usually not much going on. Pretty dead out there. No, we were so excited. Last week, we kicked off Bands on the Beach, which is something we're very, very proud of. And it was pretty windy out there last week. But, man, there were tons of people out there. And I'll let AJ kind of tell you about the market that we have going on out there. And so we're very much looking forward to Carly Ryan tomorrow night. Mm-hmm. And, of course, all of our shows start at 7 o'clock p.m. on Tuesdays, run through the end of October. And it's just a really, really good time. AJ, tell them a little bit about what we do with the market out there.
Yeah, so about 2 years ago, we brought on the Gulfside Market. It's a team of ladies who also help run the Palafox Market downtown on the weekends. So they're working with us every other week at Bands on the Beach. They have about 20 vendors, all local made crafts, soaps, candles. Robbie's new favorite is the freeze-dried candy, of course.
So good.
What is that all about?
So they, like Skittles and taffy and all kind of stuff. They just throw it in a freeze dryer, like a big dehydrator, and you'll have to try it. It is phenomenal.
I'll have to try that. Awesome. You learn about something new every day. You really do. Freeze-dried candy. You heard it here first, folks. All right. So the market, the Gulfside Market. Okay. Well, that's really interesting. How long does that go on? Is that just for that night?
So it's every they work with us biweekly. So they started the first Tuesday with us. So they won't be there tomorrow, unfortunately, but they'll be there on the 16th for the Bay Bridge Band. And they're, every biweekly throughout the remainder of the season for Bands on the Beach, which, of course, runs through every Tuesday through October.
And Carly, is that right? Is going to be there tomorrow night?
Carly Ryan.
All right.
Carly
She's Ryan, from Milton.
Yes. Right? I was about to say, I think Brent Lane's a big Carly Ryan fan.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm interested to hear some of her music because I was not aware of her. I heard the ads on the news this morning for her, and she's Milton native. She's been on American Idol. That's very, very exciting. I'm sure that's going to be a great show, and it's free. You can bring coolers and things like that, right? Just no glass, no dogs.
Yeah, that's pack right. A cooler. You can have a little family picnic out there. Just no glass or open flames. No pets, of course. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And if you don't feel like doing that, we encourage people to go check out all the restaurants out there. A lot of the restaurants run Bands on the Beach weekly specials. Mm. So go check out any of the restaurants on the island before or after and come and join us.
All right. What are some other events? I know we're going to get to it. We'll talk about the Blue Angels. That'll be, that'll be a big bulk of our show. But there's some other events that I wasn't even privy to, like Cinemas in the Sand. Let's talk about that a little bit.
Yeah. We kicked off Cinemas in the Sand 2 years ago. This is our third year going into it. It's a great family-friendly movie night. We're doing it the third Friday of every month through October this year. Unfortunately, we had to cancel our first one due to bad weather, which was Shrek. We're hoping to reschedule that towards the end of the year.
Oh, yeah.
But next Friday night, April 19th, we're starting Jumanji, and that's at the Gulfside Pavilion where we host Bands on the Beach. And it's kind of hard to give a time frame. We typically just say it starts at sunset. That way you can actually see the movie on the screen. But yeah, right. Next Friday night, April 19th, Jumanji.
How big is the screen?
It's a 30-foot screen.
Wow.
It's quite the task getting it up there, but it's great for everyone to see. They can sit out in the sand, bring your chairs, and it's a great night for the family and kids.
Now, Mr. Powell, you're the events coordinator for Santa Rosa Island Authority. How do you guys get funding to bring all of this entertainment to us?
So, of course, the Santa Rosa Island Authority is the government body of Pensacola Beach, and it's all leasehold properties, and we operate off of lease fees. And then also for Cinemas in the Sand, I'm happy to announce that we have a sponsor, which is Postcard Properties, Rentals and Sales. Yeah, she's a great co-partner with Cinemas in the Sand for us.
All right, great.
And I hear there's free popcorn.
Every Ooh. Time.
Nice. Maybe they could freeze dry that. I wonder how that would be. Probably be disgusting. But anyway, is there a website? I want to say SRIA-FL.com.
So that's going to be our government's website, and we're very proud. That's a brand new website. So check that out. But for the more fun things, events related, that's going to be visitpensacolabeach.com.
It's a good website. Visit PensacolaBeach.com. Speaking of the beach, we've talked about bands on the beach and cinemas in the sand. Let's talk about our Blue Angels real quick before we get to our first break. If you have any questions or comments this morning, let us know. You can text or call the show, 437-1620. My guests this morning, Robbie Schrock and AJ Powell from the Santa Rosa Island Authority. We've got the Red, White, and Blues Week, Blue Angels Air Shows. They're practicing, I think, currently, not today, but just intermittently throughout the next couple weeks, I guess. Tell us about that. What can we expect to see during Red, White, and Blues Week?
We are so excited. Planning is well underway. We actually had what we call a winter visit with the Blue Angels last week, and that's just kind of kicking off all of the planning, which, you know, in our case, it's been, you know, you stop one show and then you begin immediately planning again. It takes a year worth of planning to, you know, do something of this magnitude. We'll kick off Red, White, and Blues Week on July 10th, which is Wednesday. And a lot of people know it as Breakfast with the Blues. So you can expect the Blues and Fat Albert to be overhead for approximately about 2 hours, around 7:30, 8 a.m. on Wednesday morning, July 10th. So it is a week later this year. And I think we can all appreciate that. Last year, it was on the same week as the 4th of July. And that was a very long but fun week.
Yeah, I can imagine. I was nowhere near that. I stayed well away from all of that. I'm surprised nobody's come out with the issue of fat shaming Albert.
Oh, you know? Oh no.
He's, you know, could put him on a diet. I don't know. Take some of the weight off the back. I don't know. That's stupid. If you have questions or comments, let us know. 437-1620. Talking about Red, White, and Blues Week. You said that was July 10th that's going to kick off?
Yes, sir.
Okay, great. That's going to be a lot better for traffic and everything. And you said people normally know it as Breakfast with the Blues?
Breakfast with the Blues.
How long has that been going on?
That has been going on for as long as I can remember. And it's just a good, fun way to come out early in the morning, grab your bagel on the way in, grab a cup of coffee. You know, and a lot of the restaurants actually will open up early and do a special because they want you to come and, you know, view it from, for instance, Casino Beach Bar and Grill or the dock, maybe have a mimosa at the dock and watch the show from there. And it's, you know, a little less crowded than some of the other days. And it's just, what better way to kick off a Wednesday morning than, you know, the Blue Angels overhead?
Yes. And hopefully the weather will be cooperative and it won't be excruciatingly hot and we'll be able to see everything that's going on. I love events at the beach. Pensacola Beach is just the best. All right. So if you have questions, comments, let us know. 437-1620. Go by visitpensacolabeach.com. Check that website out for everything happening on our Pensacola Beach. And my guests this morning, Robbie Schrock and AJ Powell from the Santa Rosa Island Authority. We're going to take a quick commercial break and we'll be right back after this. Don't go anywhere. More Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable coming up.
Sometimes I struggle to get to sleep. My body stopped for the day, but my mind is still running. So I take ZzzQuil.
ZzzQuil, the world's number one sleep aid brand, has a range of non-habit-forming products to fit you and your family's needs. Invest in a great night's sleep for the best you tomorrow.
I'm awake and ready to take on anything.
Better days start with ZzzQuil Nights. Explore our products at ZzzQuil.com. Use as directed. Keep out of reach of children.
Mom, can we have some ice cream?
I've got a better idea. Who wants to help me make something fun and healthy instead?
Me! Eating smarter is easy and delicious. Interested in receiving healthy recipes and a whole lot more in your email? then register at healthiestweightfl.com and learn more about all the small steps that you can take on the way to living healthy. This message is sponsored by the Ounce of Prevention Fund of Florida, the Florida Department of Health, the Florida Association of Broadcasters, and this radio station.
This is Claire Stewart with the University of West Florida. UWF will be celebrating Founders Week from April 15th to April 19th, and we invite our alumni and community members to celebrate along with us. Join us on the Pensacola Expert Panel to hear from UWF President Martha Saunders about all of the fun activities going on around Founders Week and the exciting ways you can get involved. That's Thursday at 10:30 on the Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3.
No man, no woman, no one left behind. For the VFW, it's a credo that stands long after our fighting days are over. Because our service never stops. We're still serving, which is why we pledge to help our own, no matter where they are or when they need us. Standing in lockstep with those who stood so courageously for everyone else. It's what makes us the VFW. Learn more at vfw.org.
Get news at the top and bottom of every hour with WEAR-TV, our local news team, and Fox News on News Radio Pensacola.
News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. It's the Pensacola Expert Panel. I am your host, Jake Walker. Thank you for joining me on this beautiful morning, getting ready for the moon viewing. Of course, it'll be in front of the sun, which is it doesn't happen very often, so that will be very cool. Make sure you wear your approved glasses so you don't do any permanent damage to your eyes. Also, you might want to keep them around or get a darker pair of sunglasses for when you're looking up watching the Blues fly over during, see how I segued that? Red, White, and Blues Week. We're going to talk about that coming up. My guests this morning, Robbie Schrock and AJ Powell from the Santa Rosa Island Authority, bringing us so much great entertainment and wonderful events for us, for the family, for fun for everybody. Go to visitpensacolabeach.com for more info. Robbie, you know, it takes a lot for me just to get a couple friends together. It takes a lot for me just to get my wife and I to agree on where we're going to go eat dinner. How is this having to plan all these events? It must be a year-long, just, you know, all-day effort to get all of this planned and coordinated, right?
Yeah, the Pensacola Beach Air Show featuring the Blues is a labor of love, but it is put on by many, many, many different agencies and departments. You have to think of everything from the Coast Guard to Fish and Wildlife to Escambia County Public Safety, Public Works, Emergency Management. I mean, we could not do it with all of the different agencies that are a part of this, and every single one of them have a very crucial part in putting this show on and making it the safest show possible.
How many people do you expect? Do you have the numbers from last year?
I know it's really hard to actually say, because if you look in the water, it's like, wow. And some of those aerials are just incredible. If you've never seen some of the aerials that some of these, you know, talented photographers do, it's really something to see. But we say over the course of the, you know, the weekend, about 150,000 people.
Ooh, man. It's incredible that all those people can come down here and squeeze through Bob Sykes and get over there and get out. I mean, it's really incredible how that happens. So a lot of work by a lot of very dedicated people. So we thank you for the work that you do. We talked about the Red, White, and Blues Week kicking off with the Blue Angels. That's going to be Wednesday, July 10th. But there's other events after that on Thursday, Friday, Saturday. Let's talk about those a little bit.
That's right. So, yes, we kick off on Wednesday morning, which is known as Breakfast with the Blues, about a two-hour show where they're just kind of in other parts of the country. They're just familiarizing themselves with the area. Of course, you know, we are lucky enough that we are the home of the Blue Angels. So I think they're probably fairly familiar with Pensacola Beach, but they still do it for consistency. And then Thursday, they have what they call as a practice show. So it will just be the Blue Angels on Thursday afternoon, and they're always overhead at 2 p.m., of course, as long as the weather is in our favor. And then on Friday, we call that a full dress rehearsal day. So that is when we bring along our very, very talented, and we're super excited this year about all of the different civilian acts that we have hired. And so that you'll start seeing activity in the sky, you know, a little bit before noon. And then again at 2 o'clock is, you know, our famous Blue Angels.
What are these the, I don't know, I'm not an aviation guy, but they're like prop planes, like the old classic planes.
That's
are
right.
Those?
So we'll have, you know, some people, and everybody probably is familiar with Skip Stewart. So he is, you know, famous for the ribbon cutting that you'll see over the pier. And then this year, for the first time ever, I'm very, very excited to announce that we're going to have Carol Pylon and Third Strike Wing Walking. Mm. So that is a lady who literally will get out of her plane and walk on the wing of her aircraft.
Man, that's
and
awesome.
And so, So look in the skies. That's going to be a bright red plane. I mean, we just couldn't be more excited for that. Mm. Again, we're bringing back the Red Bull Air Force jump team. And you'll see the Hilo pilot with Aaron Fitzgerald. And, of course, our beloved Kevin Coleman. Kevin's from Louisiana, but him and his family have a condo here at Portofino. So he loves coming to Pensacola Beach to visit.
Great place to be.
It is.
I love that place.
And so we're very, very excited. Patty Wagstaff is coming back this year. And I mean, we just are super excited for the lineup that we have that you'll see again before the Blue Angels.
What, Patty Wagstaff?
Patty Wagstaff. She is very, very well known in the aviation world and someone that a lot of the new performers really, really look up to.
Yeah, walking on the wings and stuff like that. I mean, that's about as much risk as flying commercial these days. but I digest. My guest this morning from the Santa Rosa Island Authority, I've got the events coordinator, AJ Powell, and the director of administration, Robbie Schrock, on the show. If you have any questions or comments, let us know, 437-1620. Go to visitpensacolabeach.com for more information on all the events that we're talking about. So many great events and fun for the whole family. When was Cinemas on the Sand again? This is the third year of that. It's going to be on the third Friday, right?
Correct. It's the third Friday of every month. Going through October. Our next movie night will be April 19th, so that's next Friday. We're showing Jumanji. And of course, that's at the Gulfside Pavilion on Pensacola Beach starting at sunset.
I think a lot of people think that the scenes in Jumanji is what's going to happen today during the eclipse. They're just everybody's thinking it's doomsday all of a sudden. I'm like, well, I remember 2017. It just got dark for a minute. Well, that was about it.
Hey, at least we'll all be together if so.
Exactly, yes. I'll be at my favorite place ever, News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. It's the Pensacola Expert Panel. I'm your host, Jake Walker. I'll be right back after this last little commercial break. If you have any questions or comments, get them in. We only have a couple minutes left. Don't go anywhere, but we'll be right back.
At any event, gathering, or party, what's the one thing people talk about when it's over? The food. That's why, for over 25 years, locals have chosen Culinary Production as their caterer of choice. Chef Mike DeSorbo and his culinary team have been given rave reviews from very satisfied customers. And now, Culinary Production offers a venue space for your next event. A venue space for 250-plus people with catering, bar service, and more, all in downtown Pensacola. Get all the information you need at culinaryproductions.net.
Why is Bray Jewelers the best place to buy an engagement ring? Come in and see our selection. I promise you, we have more diamond engagement rings than you'll see anywhere in the panhandle of Florida. But it's what you do for people that they don't expect that they remember. The little things that we do, we want to deliver special experiences for you at Bray. We love doing what we do and we love making people happy. We want every person that walks into the store to feel like you're part of our family. I want everybody to have an amazing experience at Bray Jewelers.
Delicious seafood is what you'll find at David's Catfish House. David's Catfish serves only the best Mississippi catfish, fresh Gulf seafood, and delicious homemade sides. Weekday specials include 2 times Tuesday, 6 free shrimp added to the 6-piece dinner. Wednesdays offer lunch basket specials. And everybody's favorite, Shrimptastic Thursday, $5 off all you can eat shrimp. Serving fresh seafood daily. Visit David's Catfish House on Dogwood Drive in Milton. See you at David's.
Spring is a great time of the year for gardening, whether it's fertilizing the lawn, pruning, planting shrubs and summer blooming plants, and of course, tending to that vegetable garden. This is Mike Wiggins. If you've got spring gardening questions, we've got answers on the News Radio Garden Line, every Tuesday morning at 9 on the Pensacola Expert Panel. And if you miss us on Tuesday, then catch the Encore Edition every Saturday morning at 9. It's sponsored by Pensacola Hardware, Blue Sky Landscaping, and Barnes Feed Store.
Pensacola Morning News with Andrew McKay. Mornings before Pep Talk on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. It's the Pensacola Expert Panel. I'm your host, Jake Walker. Thank you so much for joining me today. I want to let you know about Bands on the Beach every Tuesday at 7 p.m. at Gulfside Pavilion at Casino Beach. Set up your beach chairs and sink your toes in the Pensacola Beach sand as one of our talented local acts serenade you. That's the way to beach, ladies and gentlemen. The upcoming artist tomorrow night is going to be Carly Ryan. Go to visitpensacolabeach.com and get all the details about all the great events coming up. My guests this morning have been Robbie Schrock and AJ Powell from the Santa Rosa Island Authority. Thank you so much for the work you guys do on a daily basis and all of the frustration that it must be. Talking about that, you guys have been doing this for a while, yeah?
Yeah, this will be my 15th year.
Wow. What is the most rewarding part of your job in doing this? What do you love the best?
I personally, not being from here, I moved here in 2009, and the reason I'm here is for the beach. And getting to actually go to the office every single day, we have a pretty good view out, you know, looking over the sound, mm-hmm. and just knowing all of the things that are happening kind of before the rest of the world. So all of the new businesses that are coming on board, all of these creative new events that are happening, you know, that run through our office. It's just, I mean, what better place to be and live, work, and play than Pensacola Beach?
Exactly. That's what brought me here from Nashville. My wife was like, I want the beach. And I was like, well, let's go to the best one. Because I visited at Portofino. I came down here when her family was visiting and vacationing. And I saw the sand and I'm like, why is nobody talking about this place? And then the next year, HGTV is like, hey, everybody, move to Navarre and Pensacola. I'm like, no, shut up.
We tried to keep it a secret as long as we could.
Exactly. AJ, what is your favorite part of your job? What do you love doing on a day-to-day basis?
Oh, gosh. So unlike Robbie, I'm a Pensacola native. I grew up here. I love Pensacola Beach. So it's great to go out every day and see what our impact is on the beach, as far as planning events, helping do beach cleanups. Mm-hmm. Nourishment, we keep the beach going year round, something that everyone doesn't see. But being the events coordinator, my favorite part is planning something that people of all ages can come out and enjoy, locals, tourists, just everyone to come out and have a great time.
And you touched on kind of the cleanup aspect of it and keeping the beaches clean. Definitely, if you're going to any of these events, keep in mind what we always say, leave only your footprints. And somebody texted in, they said, hey, if you don't want to lug your chairs and umbrellas down to the beach for any of these events, check out some of the services that rent down there. Lazy Days Beach Service, people like that. You can always find those. There's going to be plenty of vendors down there. Restaurants are going to have specials. Just go check it out. Go to visitpensacolabeach.com. My guests this morning, Robbie Schrock and AJ Powell from the Santa Rosa Island Authority. Thank you so much for what you do and for being here.
Thanks for having us.
All right, we'll see you next time.